This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today is upon you and is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, with the us's being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you. The question you might be considering asking as you listen to another hour of the DJV program: can others, doing what they're doing now, no matter what their motivation, no matter what their relationship, no matter what they decide, keep you from being all you can be? I would say the answer is no. When listening to Jennifer, Victoria, or Jay, they are who they are. In some circumstances, we all run through in life those things, the challenges that seem insurmountable, and yet here you are. You've done a great job getting to where you are today. Take credit for that. Imagine living in Florida and getting up to see that the state of Florida has released some genetically modified mosquitoes. Today, how about that, boys and girls? They've been released not only in Florida, but apparently elsewhere around the country. But there's a pilot program in Florida. They want to use them to spread, or, excuse me, scratch that, to stop the spread, or at least reduce the spread of deadly diseases. Apparently, these new mosquitoes, remember, when you were kids, you used to capture fireflies in a bottle. Did you ever do that?
Sure.
Three of you? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? That's part of being a kid growing up. So now these new mosquitoes that they have in the Florida Keys, they apparently glow at night. They are aimed, they're supposed to go to piles of dung, otherwise known as manure, where a lot of yellow fever, I guess even Zika. They still have Zika around. Remember Zika from a few years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that still is around, apparently. So they have this biotech firm, Oxitec, along with the Florida Mosquito Control Division, have launched the project in hopes of reducing the number of species that spread diseases. How in the world do you do this? You just see the picture? Look at the picture of these things.
Well, they make they're genetically modified females, right? Who,
of course.
Or are they males who mate with the females who carry the diseases?
No, I think it's females.
And then the females can't reproduce. So right. It's like, you know, population control.
Well, isn't it like spiders that eat the female
they
spiders
should do that
when they
to
mate?
Some reality stars.
Okay. So anyway, it'd be good to have some of these mosquitoes around to eliminate some of the politicians that are around today. You could use them out in California. You gotta just bite them and they'll go away. But they're really ugly looking. They're ugly. Ugly.
Whoa. Who cares?
Yeah.
They're pretty at night.
Like cicadas. We saw.
Put a little glitter on them and Jen will be like, I
like
having
set.
Them as a pet.
Right, exactly.
If they would have just put glitter on the murder hornets, I would have been fine.
Right. All right, so California apparently has lots of extra money. You getting a tax refund, Jennifer? I see there's a $75 billion budget surplus. And it's conveniently come out just before a recall of the governor because he is such a fabulous manager.
And how can you have a surprise $75 million?
This guy is such a a-hole.
He's like, how do you have that? Well, here's the thing. He's
going to pay everybody
country,
$600 for living there.
It's so criminal. Remember how this is probably a year ago now. I kept saying California is really bankrupt. They want the bailout for the pension problem. Remember that? And I said that's why they're looking for the bailouts of the blue states, and that's why he had all that beef with Trump when Trump was president and back and forth. The truth is that California does not really have a surplus. If we had all of the unfunded pension liability, we would be in the hole and in a big way. But clearly,
how
California
do people fall for this stuff, though, Jennifer?
Because they just
does anybody
the
believe this guy?
Yeah, this is great. This is the headline from one of our local sites. Newsom proposes new $600 stimulus payment for millions of Californians in economic recovery plan.
And then vote for me, please. Yes,
vote for me, right. And so now,
sure
this fake stimulus or this fake surplus has been around for years. It's not like it's new and it just popped up because Californians are overtaxed. So we pay a lot in state taxes. In fact, for my taxes, I have to pay more to the state than I do to the federal government because the state of California is ridiculous. So
wonderfully run, yeah.
Right. And so, of course, there's going to be a surplus. But instead of saying, wow, we need to either cut taxes or we need to handle this unfunded pension liability, instead he says, well, you know, guys, I'm going to be recalled in a couple of months, so why don't I send you all $600? I mean, it's beautiful. So here he goes, and we'll see if that buys the vote of Californians if they get a check from Gavin Newsom.
Seriously, can you believe the guy's got this much hubris, whatever it is that it takes to look?
There's so many issues with this. Like the layers of this problem, first of all, that people don't know about the pensions, that we pay too much in taxes. The other layer of this is that people go, wow, we get $600 back from the government. That's great. And they don't realize how much they've paid into that to get their measly $600 back. I mean, that's kind of the case with all of people, if people in general. I mean, we're all guilty of it. When we get a tax refund, we feel like we've hit the lottery. The truth is,
yeah, but they've been taking our money all year.
Right. That's the point.
We should be investing our money.
Most people feel like they've hit the lottery. Oh, I got $1,000 back on my tax returns. Well, that's money you should have had in the first place. That's money you overpaid
the government, and they should not be holding on to it for you.
But yet, people just, you know, I mean, we're simple, and we get excited about stuff like this.
Not me. He is the biggest. How he ever get elected is just beyond. It just shows you how badly our education system is working because nobody's critical in their thinking. Nobody's taught how to think. It's what to think, not how to think. And there's another great example of how that whole system works. All right, let's fast forward, shall we, to the year 2021, where we are right now. Hello. The New England Journal of Medicine has published a study that highlights the benefits now of treating depression with psychedelic drugs. Now, when I saw this at first, I'm remembering Timothy Leary. You know who, all three of you know who Timothy Leary was?
Or was I talking?
Yeah,
okay. I do not.
All right. So Timothy Leary, if you look him up, Jennifer, you're a couple of years older than Jay and Victoria, so
thanks
maybe
for
that's
reminding
why.
Me.
Well, maybe no. Well, maybe it's your father, because your father was around same era as me. Your father would know Jay,
like
without
Hunter S.
question.
Thompson? Like, is that?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. A little. He was sort of the father of psychedelia, in a manner of speaking.
Okay.
He wanted everybody to go tripping. And he was the best example of it. If you look up Jane Fonda and her, we've been talking a lot about relationships today. She had an early on relationship with Dr. Timothy Leary. And so the whole controversy with Leary in the 60s, which sort of led, it was sort of a theme at Woodstock, was the number of drugs taking a trip on acid.
And he was a psychologist, so he came with, like, bona fides, right?
Oh, yeah,
so he was,
right,
like, a PhD, and he was a psychologist.
Right.
And so
magic mushrooms were his thing. He loved
magic mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
Psychedelic. What is wrong?
So now, apparently, according to this new report, the psychedelic medicine field has opened up. There are psychoactive components that are in most of these things that have been made illegal to help you if you are a psycho. Excuse me?
Well, it's not a okay, back off on the psycho talk. If you have depression, which is,
well,
does not mean you're a psycho. No.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
If you have well,
I'm going
but
to the full
important
extent of all of this.
Right, but if you have depression, this study has been, you know, applied to that manic depressive disorder, mood disorders.
Yeah.
I think they're testing things like the active ingredient in mushrooms on bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
CTE,
but the point is, Victoria, yes, they're doing all these things, but the point is, 40 years ago, this was illegal and it would kill you if you took too much of it. Now it's being turned around to use to help you out. And the reason, there are two reasons for me bringing it up. One, sort of the irony for those who are my age, who remember how this stuff, the government was on you like stink on flies or whatever. Flies on poop.
Right.
That's true. That too. And now it's maybe the fix for the problems, as is the case when you look at the COVID reality and what happened and how that's all, it turns out almost every day, especially now, we're looking at things that were, you know, we were poo-pooing them, or we said, no, that's not true, or that couldn't happen. And in fact, they are part of the solution. So whether this is, whether, I mean, you think about how the psychiatric or psychedelic drugs, excuse me, I got to make sure I get the right terminology. Psychedelic drugs, that's what we called it. In 1968, it was the psychedelic revolution that changed things. And now, psychiatrists say this will change psychiatry and how people are treated and the kind of drugs that they are given. And I don't know whether I think this is good. I find it amusing and interesting. But I also find the focus on drugs back to where we are in our society, not only here but around the world, where drugs seem to propel almost everything that we do. It was the important part of COVID,
take
right?
A pill
get rid of
this.
It.
Take a pill
drug.
For that.
Do this. Exactly. It's every television
like,
commercial, there are more damn drugs on television than on the radio now than you could possibly imagine there was.
Yeah, and I'm sure Big Pharma hates this news, right? Because they are so anti-marijuana, they're anti-hemp, they're anti-CBD.
Yeah,
I'm sure
that's
having
they don't own
magic
it.
Mushrooms. Yeah, I'm sure having magic mushrooms or, you know, and other things, I think they're called psychotropic drugs,
yeah.
Things like that, are that's another threat to Big Pharma. But I'd rather take something that comes from a plant, you know, than...
Yeah, no, look, I get it. I mean, rationally, like, my mind sees that it's natural and all that and great. But I don't love this idea in therapy where we trade, because in... So often, to heal people, and I put air quotes around it, or treat people, we exchange one thing for another.
Exactly.
So, for instance, if you have and all of this stuff, you trade one thing for another. A lot of times people who stop drinking alcohol or doing drugs will start smoking cigarettes. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we think that's less damaging, but is it really? And so then the answer to me is I get it. It's natural and all this, and I want to be cool and down with it, but is treating people's problems, like by getting them to trip or making them high, is that really
but there's more to
problem?
It. But there's more to it, because it's not just about making them trip or getting them high. There's a whole therapy session that's going on, because a lot of issues come from subconscious or unconscious thoughts or something that happened that your body or mind are trying to repress. So this kind of taps into them in a safe environment.
All right. Okay.
So there's
well,
more
there
therapy
is.
Going on with
Doug's
it.
Done
food
this. Doug puked his guts out
yeah.
in Peru.
It's
oh,
18.
Goodness.
Don't remind me. 18 after the hour.
See?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 after here on the Animal Kingdom, the DJV program. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and presenting Jay Kirshner with trending items here. I was just talking off the air with Jay about Seth Rogen and James Franco. It seems I missed that whole deal of how they have been writing partners. I know they've been in some movies together, but I don't like Seth Rogen, so I never go to the movies to see him anyway. And Franco, I can take or leave. So what is all of this? He's been all over the place on the late-night TV shows talking about how he won't work with Franco. So what's the scoop here, Jay?
Yeah, James Franco's been in a lot of trouble in the past years for sexual abuse and harassment allegations, rape allegations. And great. Seth Rogen before, I mean, they had a partnership. They have done numerous movies together, worked on so many projects, you know, BFFs in a way. And Seth Rogen has come out and said that he has, you know, he's kind of cut off from James Franco. He has no interest in working with him again or continuing a personal nor professional relationship. And he even went on, Seth Rogen went on to apologize and express regret over different statements he's made in favor of James
Franco. But why all of a sudden? What is there that he must have been affected? Somehow somebody said to him, we're not working with you anymore if you have any connection to Franco. That has
probably. I
mean, he could have done this a long time ago, but he didn't. This sounds very self-serving to
well,
me.
Well, he even was part of, in this 2014, he was on Saturday Night Live, and during his monologue when he was hosting, he even made a joke in reference to the first allegation of when James Franco was sliding into the DMs of a 17-year-old, asking her to meet him at a hotel. Mm. And he was, you know, in his monologue, he was even kind of minimizing everything, saying, oh, that one time I pranked James Franco, I posed as a 17-year-old girl, and, you know, and then he didn't seem to be fazed, you know, so he kind of
he's
played into it a lot.
He's kind of on his apology tour with everything. Ah, what a phony. Okay.
I mean, I'm not friends with James Franco, but I think I remember him being, like, in my mind, he's a weirdo. I mean, when
he's a total weirdo.
Everybody know that? Yeah.
Completely.
Well, I mean, he has so many different allegations, even from students of his when he was teaching acting classes and them kind of saying that he would allude to the fact that there may be some parts on the table if they perform sexual acts.
Fabulous. Okay, so here's another one. We've heard the stories in the last, year or so, actually it's been going on longer than that, about some of the acts of hate against Asians. And now here's an awful I don't even like to highlight this, but it just tells you how sick or crazy or angry or mean or nasty. Why would this happen? I guess, Jay, is the question.
Yeah, that is a big question. Why? Why is it happening? Why does it keep happening? Two teenagers attacked an 80-year-old Asian man in the San Francisco Bay Area, and there was even nobody stepped in to help him, even as the guy is crying out for help, and you can hear somebody like in the distance laughing. So they don't know if there was a bystander or somebody who was part of the, you know, with these suspects. They're in their teens. One was as young as 16 years old, and then they got into a getaway car.
How do you get at that age? How are you so angry? Where do you get that? And then, well, maybe you get it. There's the story about this guy who attacked an Asian woman in New York after he out of jail. He murdered his mother. There's another fine, upstanding human that is on the streets now again. He murders his mother. First thing he does when he gets parole is attack an Asian woman. Why is this
just
guy
an innocent
out of jail?
Woman walking down the street?
Yeah,
was all caught
on
camera.
The street.
Yeah.
No one helped her. And this is why, the argument. You know, criminal justice reform is great for low-level offenders, but when you murder your mother, I'm sorry, you deserve to be in jail your whole life.
Rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. See you later. Where are we going with all this stuff? And the liberal judges that come along and let these people out. Did you see one of the good shows on TV, the Monday has a couple of good TV shows on it, and the story of the judge, Lola Cartwright, I don't know what the actress's name is, but it's called All Rise. There's some wonderful stories.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration said Monday that children 12 to 15 years of age are now eligible to receive a key COVID-19 vaccine. As the agency expanded its emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Clinical trials found 100% efficacy and robust antibodies response in study participants that were 12 to 15 years of age. A final vote for its use is expected Wednesday. Virginia Republicans have chosen businessman and first-time political candidate Glenn Youngkin to be their nominee for governor. Mr. Youngkin on the Royal Examiner.
I started to really assess what was going on in Virginia, and I looked at our economy, and I looked at what's happened at the consistent threat to our constitutional rights and our God-given rights, and saw people out of work, and I was so frustrated with my home state. You know, I'm a homegrown Virginian.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the Biden administration continues to put the U.S.-Mexico border crisis on the back burner, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News President Biden's policies have led to this humanitarian surge.
Sadly, I think that may be part of how people remember this. I mean, this started from his first day in office when he invited people to come in and said, we won't deport you, and look at the results. We knew the results would be similar. We didn't have any idea how bad they'd be. And just going to the border, which I wish he would experience the same thing I've experience, which is seeing all these kids packed in, high risk of disease, being dealt with by the cartels because they don't get here unless the cartels let them. And the only people I think that are benefiting by this humanitarian crisis are the cartels.
Mr. Paxton on the Biden administration continuing to blame President Trump for the border crisis.
The only way that works is if people don't see what is actually happening, because clearly under the Trump administration, we started getting control of the border with all kinds of different ideas, from building a wall to actually letting border control do their job. And by keeping people in Mexico when they were trying to get asylum until they had their hearing. Those policies worked. It slowed down immigration. As soon as Biden comes into office, the whole thing breaks loose and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are now coming. I think most Americans are smart enough to understand that and see what's going on.
New cases of COVID-19 in the United States fell for a fourth week in a row, dropping 17% last week to just under 290,000. The lowest weekly total since September 2020. Deaths from COVID-19 fell 1.3%. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Sort of a bulldog here on the DJV program. The Dagger is on the air with Jen Jen, Victoria, and JJ. You could be JJ. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. All right, so I was saying to Victoria, it would be good to have the insight into the jobs report. But first, today seems to be one of those days. Here's something from Houston about a tiger that... The weirdness of people just never... I've been doing this too long, because I look at stuff like this and I think, oh, well, how'd you like to see a tiger walking down the street in your neighborhood? Kind of like a dog on a leash, right? That's sort of what happened, isn't it, ladies?
Oh, the tiger had a collar on and everything. No one knows how it got out, but there was an off-duty police officer who came to face-to-face with it and had his gun drawn when the owner of the tiger shows up and approaches. Yeah, approaches the tiger like it's a golden retriever. Like, just, you know, puts his arm around it, and the tiger is very docile to him.
Everybody wants to have a tiger like that. Right? Don't we all want to have a tiger like that in our tank?
No.
Ask Joe Exotic or Carol Baskin.
Not remotely. That's not fair to the tiger.
Well, tigers are not living. See, that's one. That's an interesting thing, Jay. That's very astute of you. We try to domesticate animals like they were people.
Like they were
dogs,
cats.
One thing, yeah, like they're pets. I guess you could make a pet. I've posted some videos on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan. I use it for a lot of things about animals, and there have been some things that I've posted in the last month or so that show animals like tigers and wild animals that are domesticated, that love their owners. But then there are always those stories. Remember what happened to Siegfried and Roy? They had these tigers that they trained since they were little tigers, and yet he sticks his head in the tiger, and the tiger just about bites his head off.
And show me a member of the Joe Exotic Park that had all of their limbs. And it's not the animal's fault. I mean, they're just, you know, they're not meant to be.
No, the animals,
situation.
Yeah, right. It's like we treat it like it was the animal. I got to kill that animal. Why? The animal's just doing what the animal does. And it's pretty ridiculous how sometimes people react to that sort of thing. And speaking of reactions, Jennifer had a wonderful time yesterday by her office because one of the trending things that Jay didn't get to, but people are talking about, not only in L.A., but one wonders if this could happen near you to your local police station. So, Jay, what really happened here? Jennifer, did you feel there was a bomb that went off?
But it was over the weekend. It wasn't. It just happened to be in a police station that's near my office. But I was kind of stunned because living in L.A., you'd think a big deal would be to throw a Molotov cocktail at a police station. I mean, it's a firebomb.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody was reporting on it locally. And I happened to go onto Twitter as I was starting my morning show in L.A., and I saw this reporter, Bill Malusian, who worked for the local Fox 11 affiliate. Now he's doing stuff for Fox News, and he tweets out about how this firebomb attack at the police station happened on Sunday morning early. I went, how are we not hearing about this? This should be a big news story. Nothing. It was crickets. Had to dig around. Finally, it kind of broke around, I don't know, probably in the evening hours. Jay, you probably saw it on social media yesterday.
Yeah, it was like late afternoon, early evening yesterday.
Yeah, and it's like, what took so long? You would think that would be a pretty big story, regardless of whether the guy was successful or not. A guy who's trying to firebomb a police station seems like it would, you know, constitute a headline or two.
he was caught. He was arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I think that's why it didn't make as big of a splash, is because they caught him right away.
Right. Okay, let's go to the jobs report, Victoria. This is the inside of the inside, an inside insight into the inside information. How does that sound confusing?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't you straighten it out then?
So everyone's still, you know, talking about the jobs report that came out last Friday, and people are going in and parsing bits and pieces of it out. And one of the things that's kind of interesting is that we haven't really talked about is there's a survey of 2,000 workers. This was done by Wakefield Research, and they surveyed 2,000 workers who work in buildings with 500 or more employees. And this is across the U.S., the U.K., Germany, and the Middle East. And the findings found that the majority of the global workforce, 68%, didn't feel comfortable going back into the office building because they didn't trust that their employer would have the proper safety measures in place post-pandemic. That number is actually even higher for people who have been working remotely. 75% said that they're especially skeptical about the safety of the work sites. And 1 in 4 remote workers, 23%, said that they would rather look for a new job than return to a site that did not have safety measures in place. Plexiglass dividers, things like that, mandatory mask wearing, you know, what all of the protocols that we've been living with for the last year. And so this is another part of the jobs report that, you know, I know the big headline, and it's very easy to make it a talking point, is, oh, you know, we're paying people to stay at home, and we keep hearing this argument.
Well,
that
argument
really isn't, but the thing is, though, when you look beyond the headline, that's actually the biggest gains were in the leisure and hospitality industries. Those were the restaurant and hospitality industry was hit the hardest, and yet they've had the fastest gains. So they're now up 5.4 million.
Well, I think because they're finally reopened. I mean, they were shut down. So, of course,
right, but my point, though, is those are the people who you could say would benefit from, quote-unquote, quote, staying at home and getting unemployment. And that's just not the case. They're the ones who are going back to work. Regardless of COVID, they're the ones going back to work at the highest percentage. So it's there's just a lot more.
I don't like to be cynical, but I think people just like working from home, and so they say that they're afraid to go back to work. I don't think people are really afraid to go back.
I think there's an element of that, yeah.
Yeah, because guess what? Why get the vaccine then? I mean, the messaging has been, the reason people are afraid, if they really are, is because of the fear-mongering that's been going on. If you've got the vaccine, you should be okay to return to your workplace. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't buy it. I think there are a lot of people who over the last year got really comfortable working in their pajamas and they're happy with it. And they don't want to be forced back into the workplace.
Well, I get that and that's fine, but that was only 23% of the people in this survey who said that they would rather look for a new job than go into an office building that didn't have, you know, safety protocols in place.
But
you know,
now the safety protocols are even in question. Look at all the stuff floating around today, basically negating half of what we've done under the guise of safety or protection or whatever it has been over the past year that have created this not only fear among all of us as to how we live our daily lives with our family and friends and go to work, but never mind the greater picture of what damage it's caused to the livelihoods of people, to businesses, to the economy of all of our nations. It's like,
And some of the other stuff that we need to also look at is that in September, last September, the largest group of people leaving the workforce were women because the kids weren't in school.
Yeah.
And they had to stay home. As of right now, only 54% of schools in the U.S. are open full time.
Which is another atrocity.
Another outrage.
Right.
You're right.
So outrageous. When kids are only in school for 2 to 3 hours a day, that doesn't allow the mom to go and take a job again.
No.
What job can you work at for 2 or 3 hours and then you have to pick the kids up again?
I think that's a real issue, and that's why I think the schools need to be opened, and they should have been opened last year.
They should have been opened.
The fact that we're kowtowing down to the needs of the teachers' union is ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, so here's another
A lot of different elements that play into it. The question is, do we need to subsidize it if people are afraid? I don't care if you're afraid. You have resources now that are available. I've been afraid for over a year. I had to keep working. Nobody took that, you know, nobody gave me an option. So why do I have to pay for someone else if they're afraid to go to work?
Right. Under the circumstances, we have such a distorted view of reality. And once again, I hold the news media accountable for this, but also people not being taught how to think. And so we have the dependency that we've created on the state, on the federal government, whatever it is. I noticed that Arkansas has decided to stop the federally funded, you know, the unemployment benefits. What is this, the third or fourth state?
And you know what these states are going to find out? If they don't get their kids in school full time, they're going
to
find that they have women
who cannot save our families.
By the way, Arkansas
is a stupid time. It's a stupid time for states who don't have schools open full time.
And why are schools not open? I mean, why is that not a thing? I mean, they should be open 100%. And Arkansas, I believe, is fully reopened as far as schools go.
Out of control. 44 past the hour. More COVID items in just a moment here on the DJV program.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and, of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug and Jen and Victoria and Jay with the use of Pfizer COVID vaccines now with teenagers. Good idea, bad idea? Anybody talk to any parents about whether they think this is a good idea or not? And does it make a difference? What is there some suggestion that a special vaccine should have been developed for youngsters? Is that part of the discussion here?
I don't know. How do you make a vaccine that's as effective and change the ingredients? I don't know. Yeah. The interesting thing about this, though, is that Pfizer has said that in their trials that the vaccine was 100% effective at protecting against getting COVID.
With kids, but
with adults, we're only in the 90 percentile. I mean, I got Pfizer, in the 90-something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That is sort of interesting. But mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to your question about how parents feel about this. I don't have anybody who has kids that old, but 52% of parents surveyed said that they were likely to get their kids vaccinated. 32% said that they wanted to wait and see how kids reacted to it, and 19% said they would never. So, I don't know. Moderna's doing the same thing, and J&J is in testing as well with kids that age.
All right, so one other thing that has come out of the COVID reality, the ability to skip or make smaller monthly payments on your mortgage. Obviously, then you have a little more money for things that are more important, although what's more important than having a roof over your
food.
Head?
Food.
Yeah, I suppose. Yep,
diapers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So a couple of million homeowners had entered forbearance plans as of last month. Now, let's see here. 4 million mortgages, apparently, in arrears or in forbearance. That was last year at this time. How many more this year? At this time, 59% of the people surveyed felt their financial stability depended on being able to delay their mortgage payments. So how many people do you know, all or any of you, that are in that circumstance? Let's see, Jennifer, you own your own home. You got a mortgage. You pay rent. Jay, do you own the home where you are?
We own. We actually had to do forbearance for the month of January, but then we were all caught up by end of March.
Did they add interest, the interest for that month, they added on to your mortgage, or they just forgive it?
Because we did we had scheduled for a 3 month plan, even though we ended up not needing it, and we paid back right away. We didn't do any kind of payment plan, so we were able to skip any extra fees.
Okay,
but the problem is if people I have a close friend who has had to do this for, it's been almost a year now, so that she's been out of work. So it's, that's a lifeline, and if they just tack it on and give you one big bill, I don't know how people are going to pay that.
Well, they're not worried about it because it's not today, Victoria, and that's how that shapes up, I think, much as anything else. Out of sight, out of mind. 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PowDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for continuing. This is like a continuing saga, the continuing story of Dr. Jack Starkwell here on DJV Health. Dr. Jack is a forbidden doctor of sorts. He's a Nuka chiropractor, he's a GAPS practitioner, and his wife has forbidden him from eating raw eggs at home, so he's all set now. Everything is fine and dandy, and we are here to discuss the usual. Why this, you're, there are a lot of people saying, well, Jack was right. And Jack was right about a lot of the stuff that has to do with the virus. By the way, his presentation here brought to you by Calitrin, the weight loss formula that works. The Mother's Day sale has continued this week. There you get 90 days free of a supply of Calitrin after you pay for the first 90 days. To keep that weight off safely, use Calitrin. So now you have further information, confirmation, if you will, about vaccine. Well, you know, you've been a naysayer, masks and distancing and things like that. And it does turn out, although I'm not sorry, at least at this point, that I have my vaccine because of the pressure, social pressure that's been put on in terms of using it or having it to travel. That's the only reason that I did it, frankly. But I, you know, I'm looking around at the landscape here, and every time you turn the page into another day or another story, there's something else explaining why it is that we went off the deep end and might not have needed to. So what's the latest one?
Well, it's the idea that once you receive an RNA type of vaccine, you know, it applies to a lot of others, but mostly viral-based vaccines, not bacterial. Mm.
So that difference between, this. Just to clarify, Johnson & Johnson is bacterial and the Pfizer Moderna.
Johnson & Johnson is still viral. It's just the whole thing.
Okay. All right.
Pfizer and Moderna are mRNA. It's not the bug. In fact, it's a synthetic. It's something that was created in the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
The Johnson & Johnson, theoretically, is the real McCoy. I don't want to go off into that area. It's Johns Hopkins.
There's confusion among people as to what RNA means, mRNA, DNA, mDNA.
It doesn't take too long to research that stuff. I mean, you can go to Wikipedia, which is a pretty good source on science, and read about DNA and RNA and mRNA, which is the messenger aspect of the DNA. The DNA, of course, is just located in the center nucleus. It stays inside the nucleus of the cell. RNA comes out and brings messages out to the various components inside the cell, telling the cell what to do. It has a terrible memory, so it has to be constantly told what to do and how to function. And that's the job
of the
RNA.
Sounds like a bad marriage.
I wouldn't know about that.
But anyway,
a paper just came out of Johns Hopkins confirming that self-spreading vaccines are real. Now, even in the original papers that Pfizer sent in for their emergency use authorization, and it's still, still not approved yet, even though they use that term, it still hasn't been approved by the FDA, they said that people can pick up this viral messenger, this so-called vaccine, by being in the presence of somebody who has, through contact, either through breath,
shaking
or
hands,
through hand,
or having sex, or
contact,
kissing, or
right,
really,
especially kissing and having sex, you could pick up the vaccine.
The benefits.
The effects. Let me just call it effects. I wouldn't call it benefits.
I know. You don't like it. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like,
we can make
an analogy. All right. But here's an analogy. The analogy would be how if you put your iPhone next to somebody else who's got an iPhone to get your Wi-Fi transferred, all you got to do is put them next to each other. It sounds kind of like that.
There's AirPlay, something called AirPlay with Apple phones. You can transfer from one phone to another without the phones actually
touching. So that's what this is.
Well, yes, but the CDC and the FDA are saying, no, that's nonsense, that's impossible, that can't happen. In the papers that Pfizer submitted, they said it could happen.
Yeah.
The papers
they
submitted.
But that's not bad if you're getting benefit from the vaccine, right? But the virus itself could be spread the same way, right?
Of course.
All right, so there you go.
I'm just putting this. The bottom line here is that submission papers said that this can happen when they submitted this to the FDA for emergency use authorization. The word on the street now said, no, that's impossible. Don't worry about it. You can't.
Many other things. Incorrect. Don't forget about Calitrin, the product that ensures the safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Find out more at toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJ.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.